The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the Mohammed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. It's the morning after an incredible night in Manchester. Saw Liam Smith knock out Chris Eubank Jr. inside four rounds. I spoke to a lot of people within the industry. I think it was even the amount of people picking Eubank, the amount of people picking Smith, but no one expected a stoppage last night, either way, really. But especially with Chris Eubank Jr. getting stopped, because one of his best assets has always been his chin and his durability and his toughness. So were you shocked when watching that?
Oh, you had to be shocked. No one, I mean, I went for Eubank on points, but I wouldn't have been surprised if Smith had won on points. I didn't know if both men would go into a trench war and one would, they both go down or whatever in the fight. You just knew it was going to be a good fight, whatever happened. But absolute shock. I mean, William Hill had, I think it was 100-1 for Smith to knock Eubank out and stop him in round four. There's a lot of money came in on him stopping him in round six, by the way. You couldn't have predicted the manner of that victory so early in the fight. We were just saying before we started recording, it feels like the morning after the night before, doesn't it? You've kind of woken up with a bit of a hangover. I woke up myself thinking, I need to go and watch that again, you know? It's early Sunday morning now, and I think the reason we feel like that is because no one's ever put a dent in Chris Eubank Jr. in the same way. You know, George Groves, a really big super middleweight. George Groves fought Badu Jack, a really big super middleweight, who's campaigned even higher. And he just made those size comparisons. And you didn't think it would be that kind of destructive. It was 9 power punches that finished it towards the end. But Eubank was in an area where he'd never learnt before, which was in trouble. He didn't take his time to get up. He got up straight away, you know, and he is the cock of the walk. That's the way he's presented himself. And he's created this smokescreen, rather like his father did. And so it is a shock. There's hubris there for him right now. You know, his detractors are out there mocking him hard, aren't they? You know, but no, it was a complete shock. He should have stayed down longer. I still don't think that would have changed it. He was gone. That hematoma on his right eye looked terrible. I mean, I don't really know what more to say. I mean, well done, Liam Smith. An amazing performance. He pounced. And maybe set a blueprint for what Anthony Yard has to do against Beto Biev next week. Different fight, different characters, but it's very difficult, Umar, to see where Chris Eubank Jr. goes from here. He's 33. His resistance might have gone. He might have lost a lot of it when he weight drained himself for the Conor Benn fight last October. His style has changed. His hands were down in this fight a lot more. He did seem elusive in the first few rounds, and you know he was boxing well, but. There's a lot wrong there. There's a lot wrong there now. And maybe it is over. Maybe he will invoke the rematch clause against Liam Smith because of his pride, because of his ego and his pride and all those things. It's still a big fight if they fight again. But I don't know. The next days and weeks, we'll see if he does. I think the Conor Benn fight is probably out the window. Conor Benn and Billy Joe Saunders, who might have fought him going forward, were the biggest detractors straight away. Schadenfreude on the interweb. And that Golovkin fight, Gennady Golovkin fight, is gone. So his reputation's in tatters right now.
Can he go anywhere else without invoking this Liam Smith rematch?
Well, he set himself up as a guy that has big fights, doesn't he? He's a name. And that was a crushing defeat, you know, stumbling around the ring, still trying to fight out on his feet. Liam was prepared to still fight. Did you see that? Even though the, you know, well done, Joe McNally, stepping in there as well and sorting that out. No, you can't see a route there. You can't see a route against who? This is a guy that's ranked above five in every world sanctioning body. He'll have his own narrative when things settle. But I just wonder, springs to mind a guy called Tony Ferguson fought in the UFC that made a weight cut when he didn't have to, and then he was never the same again. And I wonder whether Chris was wise to make that weight cut for Conor Benn, you know? And that sometimes this happens, and one punch can change everything in the right place. And Smith smelt blood, and smelt the finish, and he was destructive and vicious. But the big shock is we've never seen Eubank hurt like that.
No.
And it wasn't, it was a, he was gone. And he's taken big punches before. So you just wonder whether his resistance has gone. I don't see where he goes after this. A lot of people will say no, he'll still fight Conor Benn, but Conor Benn hasn't cleared his name yet. The only way forward I see is invoking the rematch clause, but I think Liam Smith could go and be in the mix now for Gennady Golovkin. That fight would work in the UK. It's a big fight. He could even fight Jamal Charlo, couldn't he, for all the light middleweight belts. But he'll go for the Golovkin fight, I'm sure. If that's on the in the offing, 41-year-old Gennady Golovkin, I think he'll take that. I just don't see where Chris goes from here. Do you? Have you got any, you know, throw something at me? I don't see it.
No, I think the biggest money fight, the biggest fight for Eubank Jr. is the rematch with Liam Smith. And also from a pride point of view, we know Chris is a very proud man. I don't think he'll want to step in a ring if it's not Liam Smith. But I guess that leads me on to another question. From, as I said, from a pride point of view, it makes sense. From a business financial point of view, it makes sense as a big Sky box office rematch. But if you were advising Chris Eubank Jr., after seeing what happened last night, would you actually just would you put him in a ring again with Liam Smith?
I was advising him. Well, I don't know how he feels today. I mean, his tensile strength had gone in that fourth round. If I was advising him, if I was advising him, I'd say you've done enough. But we've seen guys come back from things like this as well and carry on. And you know, it's just a night when something happened, and we've seen them go on. I mean, we're hearing Cal Brook wanted to fight the winner.
That
So
could be a
Cal,
big fight still, Smith Brook.
yeah, it could be. It could be. I think he will try and do the rematch, and Liam Smith will. I think Liam Smith will take it if it's offered. Although, would Smith prefer to fight Gennady Golovkin? He probably would, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, but if Eubank invokes a rematch clause, and that's going to have to happen next, he's tied into that, obviously, Smith. So, but Liam did say on the interview with Sky Sports with Andy Scott that it's going to be on my terms, and I want it at 157 or
That's
158.
right. I know. So that kind of he doesn't know, he obviously doesn't need it at 157, 158, does he? And I don't know whether Eubank can take that. He doesn't want to make that weight cut again. He can't make that weight cut again. Yeah, it's one of those ones that it silenced you, didn't it? The moment it happened, and you know, Spencer Oliver was telling me that because I was working the studio last night, and at Talksport, and Spencer Oliver was telling me that obviously we were watching it and we were commenting on it, and Spencer Oliver was saying that the arena was very pro Eubank.
Didn't sound like it.
Oh well, that well he well maybe he got that wrong then, because I was. Because Eubank played the heel, and we were up in the north anyway, so I thought it'd be massive support, partisan support, for Liam Smith. But that was according to Spencer, but maybe he got his facts wrong there. We'll just see. I mean, Eubank will take it if they make the conditions right. I don't can't see him cutting to 157, 158 again to fight Liam Smith. Look how emaciated he was when he made that weight for Conor Benn, the fake, the ghost weigh-in. Nah, I can't see it. But looks like Liam doesn't need to worry about fighting him at 160, as I was saying anyway. So yeah, it's just a shocker, absolute shocker. I just did not see it. One of them could have got tired and stopped late in the fight, I thought, but not like that. Not like that. And then you look back and you think, did Eubank look a bit thin? Did he? I don't know. It's a weird one. It was a weird one last night. Never seen it, but congratulations to Liam Smith. Terrific fighter. He always has been. I've had one or two little tiny little beefs with Liam. He's a very, very passionate man. Very proud man. They're a phenomenal family, the Smiths, you know, and he deserves all the credit for that. I mean, the guys were a little bit below the belt earlier in the week, and you know, I spoke to Robert Smith about that yesterday, and he said that they will be spoken to, and they, you know, that action could be taken. But you know, Smith produced, and he produced a fantastic, very, very memorable finish. And that's the biggest win of his career, in my view.
In terms of Chris Eubank Jr., obviously he was looking at potentially Gennady Golovkin. That's firmly out the window now. Also out the window, it looks like the two big grudge matches, the rematch with Billy Joe Saunders, and obviously the fight with Conor Benn. Doesn't make sense, does it, really, now to make those
Not
fights?
straight away, no. But both fights would have been big. Certainly here in the UK, big fights. And again, we can't see the route back to Chris Eubank Jr. winning a fight in order to get back in fine form to be able to fight either of those. The Conor Benn fight was enormous still before what transpired last night. So, but again, I think there's something. There's a weakness in Chris Eubank now that is noticeable, that puts you off that, you know? So it's not a big fight right now because people are going to be doubting him. They're going to be doubting what he's got left. So it leaves him down a cul-de-sac, really, with not a lot of options. And maybe his only option is to take the rematch clause, invoke the rematch clause with Smith and regain something. But it's a very tough road back.
And if he doesn't invoke the rematch clause, I think your two main pay-per-view fights, if you like, for Liam Smith are Gennady Golovkin, if Sky and Boxer can bring him over and pay up for him, or if Kell Brook fancies another go. That's a big box office fight. In terms of Gennady Golovkin, not the greatest performance we've ever seen from Golovkin in his last fight against Canelo Alvarez. How much of a chance do you give Liam against GGG?
Well, I mean, we're talking. I mean, obviously, weirdly, there's a narrative there because Liam's been in with Canelo as well. Amazingly, really, what a career, you know. I still think it's a good fight. Liam's got a good style for, and he's very sound. We all said that going into the fight. He's got better boxing skills than Chris Eubank Jr., which is why a lot of people picked him. Yeah, I think you've got to give him a chance, but Golovkin's, yes, he looked aged against Canelo, but he's still very, very dangerous. Canelo respected him that entire fight. He controlled him, but he respected him. It's a good time for Smith to fight Golovkin. Look at that. I mean, he will have fought two modern greats, you know, in the way that Ricky Hatton fought Pacquiao and Mayweather. And, you know, Liam will be hoisted onto many shoulders from this performance and this victory. You know, and it really is snakes and ladders at this point. Chris has slid down the snake, hasn't he? And Liam's climbed the ladder. And again, I can't congratulate him enough. It was a brilliant performance. And when you watch him stalking now, when you look back on the performance, you can see the clear game plan to get in there and to trap Eubank in that corner. And as I say, I think I didn't count the punch, but it was on CompuBox. It was 9 power punches to finish it, you know, and very, very accurate. So, you know, very, very interesting night. We expect the unexpected in boxing. We go along and then suddenly we're shocked. That's why it's such an amazing sport. You know, the world can turn on its axis in an instant, can't it, in boxing. And that's what happened in Manchester on Saturday night when Smith, not even a belt on the line, was there? No. You know? So it's a very good time for big fights in the UK. That's why there's a lot of chance. I think there's a big chance that Smith might fight Golovkin. I was talking to Bob Arum about this last week, and he was saying that because of the fans, and we do have amazing fans here, some of the pictures from last night as well, from up high in the arena when all the cameras were out. It's just phenomenal. It's just such an amazing time. And I spoke to Robert Smith about this as well, Boxing Border Control, and, you know, it's time to capitalise on it and get all the stars here. Better Beev coming this week against Anthony Yard. No doubt I'll see you there all week.
Yeah.
They're coming here to defend their belts. So I think Golovkin could come here. I'd be after Golovkin if I was Smith.
Okay, well, it was certainly a shock last night the way it ended. Let's hope from a British perspective next Saturday we're all shocked again. And Yard pulls it off against Beterbiev. I'll see you there, Gareth. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Umar. Sports Social Podcast Network.